Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, the Braves and Atlanta United have something in common. They are very inconsistent at scoring. The Braves in the bottom of the seventh are so far wasting another 10-strikeout performance by Chris Sale. We'll see if they can put any offense up. Atlanta United, as we head out to the WadeFor.com hotline, scored their first goal in about a calendar year, it seems like, Jason Longshore, but unable to get the full result that they wanted. What did you make of the 1-1 draw?
It's a weird one because the start was all right. You know, they get the goal. They were doing a lot of the things that we talked about on the pregame show and in the early stages of the match. I thought Madison Cruz nailed it on the pregame, and then we saw it play out early on with the lineup that was chosen and the way that it was set up with the midfield of Miguel Almiron as a central player. You can call him a 10 if you want. He didn't play like a 10. He played as a second forward. So it felt more like a 4-4-2. And you had Alexi Maranchuk deeper next to Mateusz Klich. That's not a strong defensive trio in the midfield. So the way you counteract that is you keep the ball. You have more possession. You're confident with the ball. So you got ball players all over the field. So the first 20 minutes of the match, up to the goal, Atlanta had just under 60% of the possession. It was slower because it had to be. And I think we spin round and round. We talk about like how you want a team to play. It was slower than they had been playing. It was more patient, but it suited the 11 players on the field, and it paid off in the goal. But it felt like a switch went the other way. And I was talking about it throughout the match. I went back after the game and went back to when the goal was scored. And you look at the stats before and after from a possession standpoint, and it's night and day. From the 30th minute on, Nashville had 70% of the ball, and they outshot Atlanta 9-1. From after the goal, they outshot Atlanta 10-2. Atlanta had 4 chances created. 2 of them were in the sequence that led to the goal. I don't know why it flipped so hard the other way. And the only thing I can keep coming back to is something we talked about last week, confidence. When you saw Nashville start to press a little bit higher and defend a little more intensely, chase the game a little bit more after they fell behind, you didn't see the patience on the ball. You saw the back line clear it rather than try to play out of it. And you lost what was working. Now, full credit, they get their goal off of a set piece. You make them work for it. They had a lot of chances, but they didn't have a lot of great ones. Brad Guzan, after the goal, now he had to stand up and make saves to keep it a 1-1. But at 1-0, you were under it, but you were holding on okay. You just shouldn't have been in that situation. You got away from what worked to score and then played a completely different game after, and it was very frustrating.
Was there anything about the goal that they did score that you feel like could be repeatable moving forward?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I think the thing that is repeatable is that you got your fullbacks involved. You know, Pedro Almodóvar and Brooks Lennon are both involved in creating chances that end up leading to the goal. And I'll give Maranchuk a ton of credit for the ball out wide to Almodóvar. I think what Alexi gives you in any position on the field is he has a kind of a 360 view of the field. And the way that we talk about using possession, especially, and you had to use possession in this game to do what you wanted to do, because you were maybe a little bit slower in some parts of the field. You were definitely more in terms of ball players rather than ball winners. So you needed to keep the ball more. What Maranchuk does is he moves the ball around to move the opponent. So Almodóvar was in a free position when Maranchuk picked it up, shaded to the right side of the field. Almodóvar's free on the left. Alexi hits a big switch quickly to get it to Almodóvar, and that opens things up. And then Almodóvar puts in a cross, goalkeeper punches, ends up getting to Lennon. Lennon said that he was shooting. I thought he was actually passing. Full credit to him for admitting it. But he puts it back into a good spot, and Almarone's on the back post. And it's a good finish from him, and it's a nice finish. But I think the moment that you – or the things that you can repeat – are the fullbacks getting involved in the chance creation. That's something that has been more from Lennon this season, not as much from Almodóvar. I talked about it, I think, in the Philadelphia game especially. I thought he was very tentative to put in crosses, that last year he was firing in crosses and really good ones on a regular basis. It's felt like even in not so great overall team performances, he's starting to find his confidence back and put more dangerous balls into the 18 and create some opportunities.
Talking all things Atlanta United after a 1-1 draw with Nashville right here on Sports Radio 92.9, the game. All right, we know we talked about this before with Ronnie Dyla implementing some different strategies off the pitch in terms of just trying to keep the guys loose. I saw, was it some dogs I saw that were brought in, Jason? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it's part of a partnership. Therapy dogs were there, and not specifically for the players, but I think, again, it's part of the partnership. But, hey, come on. I mean, how can you not be happy when you have a bunch of dogs at training?
That's
a good day.
And we, you know what's funny, Jason? Because we literally joked about something like that a couple of weeks prior when I had you on. I was like, I don't care what it is. Bring in, you know, some goats or do some yoga or whatever. I don't care what it is. Just get these guys on track. What did he have to say, though, after the match in terms of how he thought the team progressed, even if it was just slightly?
I think he's really trying hard to find those slight steps forward and really lean into it. It's such a mental game, and it's such a mind game here. And I think he's trying really hard to find things to rally around for this group, because when you look across the roster at the moment, I feel like you have a lot of players who are being weighed down by either expectation or poor performance or lack of confidence, and they're probably all related. And it looks like they're like heavy. Like they're not playing freely, and he's trying everything possible to get that out of them. And in this sport specifically, the coach can only do so much. You know, you pick the 11, you can't stop the play in the middle of it and change something. You can make a few subs, but you can't call a timeout. You can't run a whole lot of set plays. You do have some set pieces you can work on, some things you can repeat, sure. But it's really down to the players. And I wish I knew what you could do, what switch you could flip. Like we saw the confidence, it felt like it went out of them when Nashville started to come back into the game. I wish you could flip the switch the other way. And it's just not happening enough with this group at the moment. And I don't know what changes that outside of getting some good results. And you know, if it's good luck, if it's whatever, you know, sometimes you play bad and you get a win. Maybe one win starts to change that mindset. But right now it feels like a team that has that, you know, proverbial piano on their back. And I don't know how to change it. It's really frustrating to watch. And I think Ronnie Dial is frustrated. You know, again, I think they executed exactly what he wanted them to do early on. And they did all the things they needed to do in that setup. And then it got away from them. And they never found a way to change it. It felt so inevitable that Nashville was going to score. And then it kind of felt inevitable they were going to find a second. But Brad Gazan did have a really big finish to the game to keep Nashville out.
Chicago is the destination on Saturday. They're frankly not great either. Just a couple of spots ahead of you on the table. What needs to happen in order to get those 3 points, Jason?
You got to find some positive momentum, and you got to find a way to manufacture it. You know, it's something that is easier said than done. We can sit here and say this. I don't think you get as many opportunities to manufacture momentum in a soccer match as you do. And, you know, I compare things a lot to basketball because I think there's so many similarities. And you listen to great soccer managers around the world, and they talk about learning from basketball. And they, you know, they've studied Greg Popovich, and they've studied Kerr, and then they studied Phil Jackson. Pep Guardiola, like, takes so much out of basketball and makes it fit into a soccer concept. But in basketball, you get those moments where you can change the momentum quickly. Either the coach can or a player can do something to change it quickly. In soccer, it's harder to do, but it's just as necessary. And I think on the road, you have to do that even more in these kinds of moments. You get Chicago after a scoreless draw, after getting blown out by Nashville a couple of weeks ago. Their goalkeeper, Chris Brady, a very good young goalkeeper in the league, he was sent off in the first half against Orlando last week, so he's going to be suspended for this match. That gives you a little bit of momentum. They're going to have to turn to a backup there. It's an afternoon kick. Sometimes those can be a little weird. It can be a little slow going at times. You've got to find a way to manufacture your own energy and your own momentum here. And the concern is just what we've talked about. This has been a team that struggled to do that. Does a lineup change? Some shifting? Because you're going to have to start rotating. You know, after Saturday in Chicago, you're coming back home. Then you're going to Austin in midweek. Then you're coming back for a home game. You're going to have another midweek game in a couple of weeks after that. You're going to have to rotate your squad starting probably Saturday. Sometimes when you see that rotation and somebody comes in off the bench to get a start, it can change the energy of the group. You look at a guy like Edwin Mosquera, for example, somebody who loves to go 1v1, that can get a team going. He wins a couple 1v1s, gets in behind, creates some havoc. That can create some good energy. I think the young guys in this team can bring some good energy as well. Maybe you kind of get forced into it because of lineup changes and rotations due to a lot of games in a short period of time. You got to find some way to get positive momentum, positive energy. You need to do it the Saturday in Chicago.
How does their stadium compare to the rest of what we know of Chicago as a sports town? We know, obviously, the history of the Bears and the Cubs and the Blackhawks. How does the MLS stadium hold up?
Well, see, now they're back in Soldier Field. So it's kind of cool to be there. I mean, I would have loved to have been in Soldier Field in its kind of original classic configuration. you know, thinking about Walter Payton and Jim McMahon and those Bears and being in that venue, it feels really different because it's almost like a new stadium built around an old stadium. It's very weird the way they did it. I think they ended up losing their spot on the national landmarks because of how much they changed it, which is nuts. I think when they have a good crowd, it can work really, really well. But if it's a smaller crowd, and look, Chicago, like you said, they're not playing great. It might be a smaller crowd. It might feel a little empty. And those games can have a really flat vibe unless you kind of force it to be different. And we'll have to see if Atlanta United can do it. I do think Chicago is looking at building a smaller, more specific stadium inside the city, because they were outside the city before, and it was just too far. And it's one of those situations where, like, you're pretty deep into the suburbs in Chicago. The team's good. People will go. They're not coming. And that happened to the Fire, so they moved back into Soldier Field. And now we see what happens with them next down the line.
All right, Jason, appreciate it. As always, you are on after the Atlanta Baseball postgame show, correct?
I am on at 11 o'clock. We're going to be talking about the high school game that we just finished up here in Dalton. Dalton beat St. Pius in a great one. Really cool crowd up here in Dalton. And also expecting to have maybe an exclusive from FIFA about the Club World Cup and who Chelsea's opponent could be in Atlanta on June 16th. So you got to tune in to find out.
All right. We will certainly be locked in as soon as the Atlanta Baseball postgame show ends. Jason hops on and gives you all things soccer, not just Atlanta United, but the global game itself. All right, Jason, appreciate the time. Hopefully next week we're talking about a dub.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. That is our good buddy there, Jason Longshore. When we get back, I'll get you updated on the Braves. They're fighting, they're scratching, they're clawing. It's just coming up empty so far. And also, my conversation with Matt Verderam, one of the best from Sports Illustrated. You do not want to miss his take on the Falcons draft. All that and more coming up next as we transition into the Atlanta Baseball postgame show. Coming up at the top of the hour, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app, Chris Thomas tonight.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.